Britain, there's been a call for new laws and criminal offences to protect people from harming or taking advantage of at-risk adults. It's not the first time that laws to safeguard adults have been proposed. The Irish Association of Social Workers, Safeguarding Ireland, Age Action, Care Champions and more have all called for laws for several years. Those calls intensified after revelations of abuse of nursing home residents at Lee's Cross almost 20 years ago, of people with intellectual disabilities at Áras Attracta 10 years ago, 108 incidents of sexual abuse by a man at care facilities, and the rape of an elderly woman and more at a HSC-run care facility in 2020. The latest call has come from the Law Reform Commission. Richard Barrett is their commissioner, and we can speak to him now. Richard Barrett, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Thanks very much for the invitation.
At-risk adults, who do you mean and what exactly are they at risk from?
Well, the phrase at-risk adults contemplates adults who at different times of their lives will be in a position where they will need assistance or some outside care in relation to a difficulty that they have, either temporarily or permanently. So it might be disabled people or people who are ill or people who are intellectually troubled in some way. So it could contemplate almost every adult in society at different times.
And tell us, I've outlined some particularly high profile cases. Tell us about the types of abuse that they're at risk from.
Well, the problems highlighted by the instances that you listed out, some of which came from RT investigations in the past, they highlighted difficulties that can arise in nursing homes or care centres or even within the home itself, and instances of financial abuse where people are exploited because they are seen to be available for abuse, and either a family member or a neighbour or a stranger who identifies this can take advantage of it.
You instance in your report a phenomenon called cuckooing. What is that?
Well, that is a situation which arises sometimes where persons may go into someone's home, realise that that person is available for abuse, and use that person and their home as a base for some criminal activity. And that can arise in the context of drug dealing or similar activity, where a person is taken advantage of and used as a front for criminal activity, and that is the individual may have been coaxed or coerced into it, and it is if it is actual assault or abuse, then there may be criminal offences for it. But there are subtleties of it which the law does not at the moment capture.
What laws are in place to protect at-risk adults?
Well, there are there are laws in relation to the withholding of information in the context of suspected criminal activity, and they are focused on individual criminal situations that exist. We are proposing that stream of compulsory reporting exercises could be expanded. There are also provisions in relation to the HSC, which gives the HSC a role in relation to social care, but that does not have sufficient powers or statutory bases attached to it. There are a range of different laws, but they were created for different purposes at different times, and one of our ideas is to make them all more cohesive and interact.
Many of the statutory bodies who were involved in the cases that I outlined said that they were frustrated that there weren't laws in place to be able to allow for at-risk adults to be protected. Some of them would have cited the contrast between legislation that protects children and that protects at-risk adults. Can you give me examples of where the laws don't work at the moment?
Well, there are very elaborate laws in relation to children from the time of the Children First referendum, and it's relatively straightforward for the lawmaker to identify care issues in relation to the care of children, because we all know and society assumes that children are in need of care. In relation to adults who may be in trouble, it is much more difficult because we assume that adults have capacity and independence of movement and can look after themselves. So the assumption turns around and you have to find a rationale why an adult at risk requires some care, and that has to be carried out against the background of autonomy and capacity and the individual's own ability to make decisions for themselves. So it's more complex than in relation to children. So some of the tools available in relation to children, particularly reporting obligations,
mandatory reporting
were considered
obligations by
the Commission when designing these recommendations, but it's not a direct fit. There have to be subtle changes because we're talking about adults.
The Department of Health told us that a, quote, costed sectoral policy will be brought to government for approval later this year after the results of its own public consultation. When we spoke to the Minister for Health in June last year, he said that adult safeguarding laws would be progressed. He didn't give a timeline. Given that you're now joining many other groups who are now calling for legislation, why do you believe this is all taking so long?
These are hard questions and they need time to address them. We are delighted to see that in the last couple of years there has been an awful lot more activity in relation to this. And as you said, the government launched a public consultation process, which I think has just closed in terms of formal submissions. And our report and recommendations is slightly different. It's more advanced. It's based on a very elaborate analysis, including international comparators and developments in different countries. And attached to it, we have two large draft bills, which are ready for consideration by government. There's a criminal law bill which has four new criminal offences to cover some of the gaps not already covered. And also there is an adult safeguarding bill which would set up a structure involving a formal legal safeguarding body which would have the power to consider reports of people at risk and to take action in relation to them, including hard interventions initiated by getting orders from the district court. So it's to add to the continuing debate and move it on to a different level.
Richard Barrett, Commissioner at the Law Reform Commission, thank you very much for speaking with us.